This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba says constitution will be amended in consensus of political parties. Communication Minister Prithivi Subba Gurung informs about the government's preparation for bringing AI-related policies. Karnali Yaks and Pokhara Avengers register their first victory in their respective NPL matches. And South Korea's President Yoon apologizes for declaring martial law. Now, the news in detail. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba says the constitution would be amended by consensus among the political parties. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, Nepali Congress President Deuba said talks would be held with the parties and consensus would be forced as a two-thirds majority is required for amending the constitution. Also, former Prime Minister Leader Deuba made it clear on the occasion that no loan-related agreement was signed with the Under the Belt and Road Initiative BRI during Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's recent visit to China. He said that people have no grievances towards the present coalition government and the coalition between the two countries' big parties has helped maintain political stability in the country. He said the party's general convention will be held on the stipulated date and the new leadership of the party will be chosen through election. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has said the government would bring a policy related to artificial intelligence AI. Addressing the inaugural session of the IT Meet 2024 organized by the Kathmandu University Computer Lab at Dhulikhel yesterday, Minister Gurung clarified that laws would be formulated during discussing bringing AI policy. He mentioned that further programs could be introduced through information technology after formulating laws, adding that the ministry has been doing homework for the same. Communication Minister Gurung also highlighted the e-governments can be implemented through Digital Nepal framework and corruption can be controlled only after its introduction. The health condition of President Ramchandra Paudel has improved. The president, who was admitted to the TU Teaching Hospital for the treatment of a prostate disease, underwent surgery on the 4th of December. In a press statement, officiating director at the hospital, Professor Dr. Ghanashyam Gurung, shared information on the improvement in the president's health condition. In the meantime, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli took stock of the President Paudel's health conditions, visiting Maharajganj-based TU Teaching Hospital yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli wished the President a speedy recovery and urged the medical team involved in the President's treatment and officials to ensure that all necessary arrangements are in place for the treatment. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has stressed the need for transferring Nepali art, culture and skills to the new generation. In his address to the 17th Senate of Nepal Academy of Fine Arts yesterday, Minister Gurung urged the office bearers to be creative and deliver productively. He pledged full support from the government for the development of fine arts. CPN Unified Socialist Leader and former Prime Minister Jhalanath Khanal and Chinese Vice Premier Ding Shuixiang held a meeting yesterday. During the meeting held at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing, former Prime Minister Khanal commended China's progress in developmental efforts and economic aspects during its modernization bid. Chinese Vice Premier Shuixiang asserted that China was in favor of multipolarization, just and equitable world order, reiterating China's commitment towards world peace, peaceful coexistence, development and prosperity. Khanal had travelled to Guangzhou in China last Saturday to participate in the Understanding China conference. The committee formed for recommending the names of the officials at the Transitional Justice Mechanism has listed 40 persons. According to the committee member and spokesperson Khamba Bahadur Khati, 8 persons have been selected for the chairs of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission on Inquiry of Enforced Disappeared Persons, while 32 are for members. The government had formed the recommendation committee under the chairmanship of former Chief Justice Prakash Mishra on October 18. The committee was given 2 months' term. A total of 156 persons had applied to the recommendation committee seeking appointment at the commissions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो, अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ? अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। एन्ड इट्स The 10th National Games are scheduled to take place from April 5th to 12th in Karnali province. National Sports Council Member Secretary Chankalal Ghising informed that the 118th board meeting of the council, chaired by Minister for Youth and Sports Tejulal Chowdhury, fixed the new schedule for the National Games. Karnali Yaks and Pokhari Avengers registered their first victory in the ongoing Nepal Premier League NPL. In the first match played at Kirtipur-based TU Cricket Ground yesterday, Karnali Yaks defeated Chitwan Rhinos by 6 wickets. Karnali Yaks chased the 131-run target to win set by Chitwan Rhinos in 19.5 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. Likewise, Pokhari Avengers defeated Lumbini Lions by 10 wickets in the second match played at TU Cricket Ground yesterday, chasing the 171-run target to win set by Lumbini Lions. Pokhari Avengers achieved the target in 16.5 overs without losing any wickets. Opener Andreas Gauss hit an unbeaten 104 runs to secure the victory and also became the first player to register a century in the NPL. Now on to some international news update. South Korea's embattled President Yoon Suk-yeol has apologized for declaring martial law last Tuesday. He said he would not do the same thing again. Lawmakers swiftly overturned the decision. Now an opposition vote to impeach Yoon is scheduled for today. The opposition coalition, which holds a majority in parliament, needs just 8 members of Yoon's party to impeach him. The president was scheduled to visit parliament yesterday but changed his mind following protest from opposition lawmakers who formed a human wall to stop him. Earlier yesterday, in the first clear sign his own party may vote with the opposition, the leader of Yoon's ruling party called for his swift suspension. He had earlier refused to back impeachment moves. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of westerly wind across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Kosi province along with the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places in the hilly regions of Kosi province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 8.9 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 18.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba says constitution will be amended in consensus of political parties. Communication Minister Prithibi Subba Gurung informs the government's preparation for bringing AI-related policies. Karnali Yaks and Pokhari Avengers register their first victory in their respective NPL matches and South Korea's President Yoon apologizes for declaring martial law. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.